Good. Okay. Rambam says, again, Perek Vav Halacha Yechas, Lot Adam Es Yadav B'mapa. A person can wrap up their hands with a cloth. V'ochel Bahen Pas and eat the bread. I mean, without washing, you can wrap up your hands. Wrap up your hands with a cloth, even if you didn't wash. In this case, v'ochel Bahen Pas, and you can eat bread. O davar shet tibula b'mashka. That's the topic we have to finish off with, hopefully. Afal pi shelo natal yadav, even though you didn't wash your hands. So we're going to go back over that in a minute. Let's just finish the Rambam. So the Rambam says, Hamachil la'cherim. If you feed other people, let's say somebody needs to be fed, they, for some reason, can't use their hands, for whatever reason, you're feeding them. Eino tzarech netilas yadayim. The person feeding them does not need netilas yadayim. Okay? The person feeding the other people does not need to have their hands washed. Va'ochel tzarech netilas yadayim. Afal pi she'eino nogea b'machal. The person eating needs to wash their hands, even though they're not touching the food. So even though the person who's eating isn't touching the food at all, they're supposed to wash their hands. And the person feeding the other person who is not eating, does not need to wash their hands. Okay. Ella achar u'machila, right? And there's only another person feeding them. They're not touching the food. V'huadin ochel b'magrefa, if you're eating with a fork, even though you're not touching the bread, you're eating with a fork, you need to wash your hands. So there is, going back to the first case of wrapping up your hands with an eating bread. So there's a debate amongst all the Rishonim. The Gemara says you can wrap your hands up. Gemara in Chulin says you can wrap your hands up in a cloth and eat truma. But you can eat chulin. Chulin are foods that are not holy, right? So based upon that, a bunch of Rishonim, including the Rush, Rabbeinu Yonah, felt that wrapping your hands does not work at all for eating bread, because bread is chulin. Bread is not holy. Only for truma would it work. So therefore, wrapping your hands up to eat the bread would not work. That was the opinion of the Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah based upon that Gemara. The Rambam here seems to imply that you can lichatchila do this. I mean, I don't even have to wash my hands. I could just wrap up my hands and that would work. How does the Rambam explain the Gemara? So he explains when it says chulin, it means chulin you're eating with truma. Regular stuff you're eating with the holy stuff. Or chulin that you're trying to make sure that it's holy to keep somebody from becoming tameh. But just to eat chulin in general, just to eat regular food in general that's not holy, that you can wrap up your hands. What was the difference between truma and other foods? Truma, kohanim are in charge of truma. Kohanim are zrizim haim, they're careful. So we're not so worried that if they wrap up their hands that they might come to touch the bread. Chulin is more of a question. So there's a debate amongst the Rishonim. What do we do? So there was another Rishon named the Aruch. And the Aruch felt that he kind of took a middle position. And he said like this, it depends how far you are away from water. How much of a possibility do you have to do Netilas Yadayim? So for example, he said that if you are on a trip, I'm traveling, and I'm going, let's say, north anyway. I'm going north. So if within Dalid Milim, Milim is a measurement, we'll get back to what it is in a minute. If within 4 Milim I'm going to find water, I have to wait 4 Milim to wash. I'm not allowed to wrap up my hands to eat this food. Okay? So within 4 Milim, I'm traveling that direction. I have to wait. I know within 4 milim I will find water, so I have to wait to wash my hands. I can't just wrap it up and eat it. On the other hand, if I'm going backwards, I'd have to go back. I know back on the trip, I know there's water, I only can't wrap on my hands if it's one meal away. People say the sides are the same thing because they're taking you off of the route that you're going. It's taking you away from the route that you're normally traveling. So what does this mean? So the Shulchan Aruch follows the opinion of the Aruch. This is the way he paskins. This is the way most people follow the opinion of the Aruch, that it all depends. Generally, I can't sit there one day sitting there right here in school and say, hey, I just want to wrap up my hands and not wash. You're not allowed to do that. We don't follow that opinion of the Rambam. We don't say it's completely usur either. If there's a necessity, which is this forward dalid milin, four milin, or backwards, or any other direction, one meal, then we allow you to wrap up your hands. What is four milin? What is one meal? So the Mishnah Berurah felt, and this is what most posts can follow, that it's based upon the time to travel these amounts and not based upon an actual distance. So if you were traveling, and this is a case where you're, let's say, on a bus, you're traveling, okay, and within 72 minutes, you would be at a place where there's water. You cannot wrap up your hands and eat the bread. You have to wait for the water, okay? So 72 minutes. A meal is 18 minutes. To go backwards, to travel out of your way, or as the poskim, most of them say, there's a debate about this, which one you follow, but the more lenient opinion tends to be followed. Someone's sitting in their house, let's say your water stops working, and you're in your house, you're in a camp, the water stops working. So again, since you're not traveling, it's, again, they say 18 minutes. So one meal is 18 minutes. That's anywhere you're not traveling forward. And if you're traveling forward, they give you a larger amount of time, which is a large amount of time that you have to find the water, and that would be 72 minutes, okay? So if you're on a bus and you're traveling, 72 minutes before you can wrap up your hands and eat. So what do you mean wrap up your hands? What does that mean? So literally the post could mean you take a cloth and you wrap up your hands. Gloves would be the same thing. If you wore gloves, that would serve even better because you can actually move your hand, fingers and everything. So if you have gloves, you can actually wear them while you're eating if there's no water around. The Ramah said that it doesn't just have to be wrapping up your hands. If you were to eat, let's say, with a spoon, I don't know why he picked a spoon, but if you were to eat the bread meal with a spoon, a fork, whatever it is, then also, if it's 72 minutes, I can't find water, 18 minutes backwards, 72 minutes forwards, I can't find water. So I can use a fork or a spoon. Most poskim were against the Ramah, and they said, absolutely not. You must wrap up your hands, right? Because then there's no possibility, even accidentally, that you will touch the food. With the fork, I might forget and actually physically touch the food. So that's a debate between the Ramah and most other poskim. The way this comes out, when I was young, I was told on these trips that as long as the food is wrapped up, have you ever heard this? Okay. As long as the food is wrapped up, you're okay, right? You don't have 72 minutes. Many of the poskim bring up the Tzitz Eliezer, the Avnei Yashrei, whatever it is, a lot of the poskim, that this is based upon the debate between the Ramah, girls, and the rest of the poskim. And since the majority of the, according to the Ramah, this is no different than a spoon. You wrap up the food, you're fine, it's okay. But according to most poskim, the spoon or fork doesn't work, and therefore wrapping up the food would not work as well. That's what many poskim say. So this only would work, again, if you don't have any other option. You have nothing to wrap up your hands in. You have no water. You have nothing to wrap up your hands. Then the food being wrapped up would work. But because you're following the Ramah. But most poskim would say, no, your hands are the things that actually need to be wrapped up. Because if the food is wrapped up, you still could accidentally touch it. You ever notice, by the way, I used to do this when we used to have trips. They used to take us camp trips. They would tell us to do this. And then you rip down in the wrapping to get to the next part of the food. And I can't tell you every single time I touch the bread. Every time I ripped it down, right? It's like you're ripping down, you're probably going to end up touching the bread. So the basic point is a chance that you could touch the bread, even if you're trying to be careful. Whereas if your hands are wrapped up, there is no chance you could touch the bread as well. So better that your hands are wrapped up in this situation and not just the food, unless you have no other choice again. Okay, Gila. Okay, so we'll get back to that later. Okay, so there was, go ahead, Sarah. Yeah. No, so that we, if your hand is wrapped up and there's a real bruise, real cut, then you do not have to take the Band-Aid off. If it's just to make you feel comfortable, somebody puts on an ace bandage, they don't need to leave it on the whole time. They can take it off, then they have to take it off to wash their hands. So, we, Kira.
What's better, washing in like the improper ways, like without a proper vessel?
Excellent, I'm going to get back to that. Excellent question. Okay, so we have, okay. So there was a set of tshuvas called the Avnei Yashrei. It's a recent set of tshuvas. And he wrote a bunch of cases, someone traveling on a bus. And he came up with a few different fascinating things, halachas that have to deal with this. And he said like this, he said, number one, let's say within 72 minutes, I'm riding on a public bus. Within 72 minutes, I know there's going to be water. There's a rest stop, right? But I can ask the bus driver to stop, but then I'm going to lose my money for my ticket. Maybe even if I can get a new one, a bus at the next bus stop, it doesn't matter. I'm going to lose the financial money that I have. So he says, do I have to get down off of the bus and pay for a new ticket in order to wash properly? So he quotes a famous opinion. There's a famous question, famous halacha, that for a positive commandment, you have to give up a fifth of your money to make sure you do the positive commandment. To avoid the negative, violating a negative commandment, you have to give up all your money. So the question was, does that apply by Derabanan? This is a Derabanan halacha. Does that apply by Derabanan? So it's a debate whether it applies by a Derabanan. And a lot of poskim says it does. So is this case also, do I have to give up my money, meaning I have to get off the bus? So he said there's two reasons why you don't have to get off the bus. Combining leniencies, we call it a snip. There's two reasons why you don't, right, why you don't have to get off of the bus. He says, number one, we know there are opinions like the Rambam who said you could do this lechatchila. So it's not a real issur if a lot of the Rishonim, some of the Rishonim said you can actually do this without a question. I can wrap up my food, wrap up my hands, I mean, lechatchila. So how can you tell me that I'm violating an issur if the Rambam said it's okay? So number one, so why would I have to give up money for something where many opinions say I could just wrap up the food, lechatchila? The second reason is because he said when they comment on that, that's when the food, issur darabanan, is usser by itself, meaning the food itself is usser, like chicken and cheese cooked together, right? Which is usser from the rabbis. On the other hand, here the bread's mutter. It's just you're not supposed to eat without washing. You're not really violating an issur on the food. The food's fine. So he said, therefore, you do not have to get off the bus and waste your money. He said, that's not an issue at all. You don't have to get off the bus at all if it's going to cost you any money at all. He then says, what about if it's going to waste my time? What about if, you know, I'm busy, I got to travel, I get off the bus, I have to wait for another bus, it might take me time. My trip's going to be delayed. What about wasting time? So he comes up with an interesting answer. So he said like this. I sit in my house. What's the time limit for sitting in my house to find water if the water's not working? So he said 18 minutes. Excellent. So he said, I'm obviously wasting time. I was sitting in my house. I have to go somewhere and come back. So he said 18 minutes should be the time. But then he said a friend of his, Rav Edjo, is a big gadol, he said, that's not really true because you got to travel 18 minutes and then travel back. So he said the time is 36 minutes. So if you have to waste 36 minutes, you don't have to waste anything within 36 minutes. Fascinating tshuva. You have to waste because that would be like sitting in your house. Yeah.
Like, what about when we went up on the mountain?
So in the bus, there's two things. Number one, a lot of us have water bottles and brought extra water. So you could just go to the sink in the back. And even if it's a school bus, the school bus can pull over. It's a school trip. The school bus can pull over for 2 seconds. Everybody get out, wash your hands, come back in. Meaning there's no, in those cases, like on the, when we were traveling, there's no reason why you would not wash your hands. We said a bottle works. You can take your water bottle, go to the sink in the back. Or if it's a school bus, it can pull over for 5 seconds. So in that sort of a case, it wouldn't necessarily work. Before I take your question, Emily, so 1 second. He also mentioned something which is fascinating, which I never thought of. When does...
Good morning, mock trial.
Okay, girls. When does the 72 minutes, when does the 72 minutes apply? So he says it only starts from the time that you want to eat. Meaning the whole leniency of the 72 minutes or the 18 minutes is because right now I want to eat. I don't have to push it off. But it only starts for when you want to eat. So let's say, for example, I'm on a trip and 2 hours into the trip, I realize, you know, I want to eat this sandwich. I don't have any water. But I realize in half an hour, I'll be at my destination. 72 minutes starts from there. I can't wrap up my hands. I have to actually wait to wash. He says it starts from the time that you actually think about eating for the first time. Yeah.
Not that this is the most ideal or practical way to do things, but if you're on like a school bus, let's say, and you have a water bottle, would you be able to wash out the window while the bus is moving?
It'll go right back in and hit your friend in the face. Right. So you could try. You could try and see if it works. It'll be fine. It'll work. Deborah.
Say the broth on your bread and eat it. You know what I'm saying? What is
that? Oh, there's a different halacha like that, but that's a different halacha. It's a little bit different. Okay, girls, we'll stop here for today. I'll continue it tomorrow.